side. Spend the day with Sai. From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sai's Thursday Live. Radio Sai's Thursday Live.
Sai Ram, dear listeners, placing my humble pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet, I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai, and a warm welcome to all of you for today's Thursday Live. This is the segment Seva and Sadhana. The time right now in our studio is 11:50 a.m. and it's a bright sunny day here at the Prashant Nilayam Ashram. Today is 8th of September and this full week has been an eventful week here at the ashram, with lot of programs in Sai Kulanth Hall. Right from 4th of this month, that was Sunday, the alumni of Swami's University, who are currently working in various Bhagwan's institutions, came together in Sai Kulanth Hall and they had put up a cultural program as an offering of their gratitude to Swami for giving them the chance to work in the different institutions of Bhagwan. So on that day, there were few speakers who told about their experience with Swami, and there were group songs. Well, from those experiences, I would like to share with you one short and cute experience with Bhagwan shared by Brother Karthik, who is presently working in Swami Super Speciality Hospital. So the experience goes like this. Brother Karthik, when he was studying in Swami's University, Vrindavan campus, he had a unique chance of being very physically close to Swami. So when Swami was giving three sessions, he had a chance to sit just next to Swami when Swami was sitting in Jula. So during that time, whenever Swami used to sit on the Jula or get up from the Jula, there was a footstool below Swami's feet, and Brother Karthik used to make sure that he takes off the footstool whenever Swami wants to get up or to sit. So in this process, he will hold Swami's feet and gently move the footstool and then keep Swami's feet carefully on the ground. So he used to do that, and one day Swami asked him, "Why are you doing this? You need not do this. I can move the footstool, push the footstool aside and get up. Why are you doing this?" So at that time, Brother Karthik said, "Swami, I am holding your feet so that it doesn't slip on the carpet which is kept in front of the footstool." Listening to this reply, Swami was happy. He smiled. He pinched Karthik's cheek and told, "Good boy." And even Brother Karthik was very, very happy. Well, the episode got over, and after a couple of years, when Brother Karthik recollected this experience, he understood the profound message in this experience. So that was what he shared on the Sai Sanidhi Day, and the experience, and the profound message is, what he said was, that we need not hold Swami's feet so that his feet does not slip, but we need to hold on to his feet so that we don't slip in our life. Well, dear listeners, isn't that very, very profound and significant message? Let's always make Swami dry our life. Let's put Swami in the driving seat of this human body of vehicle. Let's surrender to Swami and He will take care of our life. So this was one small experience on Sai Sanidhi Day, and on 5th of September, the Ganesh Chaturthi festival was celebrated here at the ashram, and different institutions of Bhagwan, Ganesha idol were made, and the worship started on that day, and Ganesha was worshipped for a couple of days, and yesterday, that 7th of this month, these idols were brought to Sai Kulanth Hall with beautiful chariots done by Swami's students. In fact, there was one huge chariot which was in the shape of the animal panda. Well, dear listeners, if you have missed this chariot procession, you can see the video from our website radiosai.org. In fact, it's a must-see video. Beautiful chariots were made, and one chariot was there in the form of a parrot, a huge parrot. So after that, the Ganesh idol were immersed in the water body near Puttaparthi. So the significance of this whole event of making a Ganesha idol, then worshipping it for a couple of days, and then immersing it in a water body is very significant. This is the indicative of the reality of human body, that the human body is composed of five elements. From the elements it has come, and to the elements it will return. But the spirit lives on forever. Just like how Vinayak Chaturthi, Ganesh Chaturthi comes year after year and we celebrate it in the same way, the Atma, the soul in the human body is eternal. Okay, so let's come to the segment Seva and Sadhana. So today I'll be playing for you a conversation that I had recorded a couple of months back. This conversation is with the members of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization, and in this conversation they talk about the various service activities that's happening in northeast part of India. So for next half an hour or so you will be listening to this conversation, and on other end of the conversation you will be joined by Brother Prem and Arvind for next segment of today's Thursday Live, that is afternoon satsang. Sairam. Sairam sir, greetings and a warm welcome to Radio Sai Studios.
Thank you, sir.
This segment is called Service Love in Action. And in this segment, we talk to Swami's devotees, listen to the service activities in which they are involved in, and also listen to the experiences that they get after involving in service activities. As Swami always says that, Paropakarartham idam shariram, this very body is given for us to the service of humanity. So inspired by this, all Swami's devotees are involved in some of the other service activities. So in this segment, we have covered almost entire India. We have spoken to different members of the Satya Sai Seva organization, and I have listened to their experience of being involved in service activities. But till now, we couldn't cover the northeastern part of India. So I am very glad that you are here from the states of Sikkim and Assam. So once again, Sairam. Now let's start by you introducing yourself, sir. Please tell your name, from where you come from, and what you are in the school.
Sairam, invoking divine presence and his permission, I would be just very grateful to Swami for giving this opportunity and to all the Vidyavahini team to make us speak about our school. Myself, Bibi Rana from Sai Gurukul Academy, Pakyong. I am the principal of the school. It's all of Swami's grace that I was given principalship since 2004. And till now, I'm doing this. I'm just serving as a principal in the school. In the year 2004, it was my first visit to Puttaparthi along with my parents and one ardent devotee of Swami. She is senior Balbika's guru. And when we came here, in 2004, and we saw the students out here in Prashanthi Nilayam, by seeing them, really we got lots of inspiration, how they are, very much active and busy themselves throughout the day. We saw them coming to the mandir, attending bhajans. I found them studying inside the temple also, and in other extracurricular activities also, they were performing so best. All this inspired us to, go back to our hometown, and why don't we start a Sai school so that our teenager students, actually they used to happen Balbika students earlier, but suddenly when they reaches class 7, 8, 9 and 10, they suddenly stopped coming to the Balbika's classes, and that was the very big problem for Balbika's guru also. So in the year 2003, as I completed my graduation, so since that time I was in touch with the Balbika's gurus and all, because they also needed some supports from our youth side. to cope up with the Balbika's Guru, we started rendering my service in Balbika's classes and all. Then after, like, in 2004, she brought me to Puttaparthi as a sevadal, and I saw the students, so I inspired. Then in the year 2006, again, 5 and 6, continuously we came here, and we offered our sincere prayer to Swami to bless our plan to establish the Sai school there, so that we can bring those students back to the noble path. So in the year 2006 only, we went to Gangtok, Sai Gurukul Academy, that mother school is there. We talked to that principal ma'am, and we asked for the permission to run the school for a few years in the same name, Sai Gurukul, as a branch school in Pakyong. But after 2 or 3 years, we talked to her, and we started running our school independently. And as Swami's teaching is very simple, yet more important, like love all, serve all, this is to be like, it can be possible practically through school only. We found, realize that. When we started school, then we started making the students compulsion to take part in the service activities and all. Otherwise, through Balbikas only, we can't compel the students. Like, we had that relations with our parents, parents also, Balbikas parents, even though they couldn't give proper time for these service activities. But through schools, it's all of Swami's blessing. Our school is being participating in these social activities, like cleanliness of the hospitals, bazaar areas. We have adopted one family. One parent was there without any children. In that family, only husband and wife, they were quite old, and husband was so much sick. It was very miserable condition, and we used to take our students to that family to serve for them. We used to make him bath. We helped them to take bath, and we brought them to hospital. Even our students took part in that. We repaired their home. In the year, 2010 or 9, I guess, that husband got expired. Only that lady remained. Now, still we are looking after that lady. Last year in the month of December, our students along with our teachers and some other devotees, we brought that lady to have the sense of samadhi. And that lady was so happy. She felt herself very fortunate, and she cried also that it is because of her love and attachment that we have given to her, and still she is willing to come here. Okay, in this kind of service activities, our students are taking part. Other Narayan Sevas and all, in Nepal's earthquake, our students contributed from their money, pocket money. In this way, our school is participating, and we are really very thankful to Vidya Vahini team, actually, because they have given us a very big platform, because we felt like that. We, our school, though it is located in very remote area, and though our students are very small in number, we don't have good numbers of students, even though we are not neglected. We felt like that. Mm. Okay, and it is all of Swami's blessing also, and Vidya Bahini's, that team's, that their love for us also. So we are very thankful to them, giving this opportunity to come here and stage the program. It is a very big opportunity for our students to expose themselves.
Nice, sir. Wonderful. Well, we'll come back to you again and talk about the activities. But before that, you please tell about your schools in which you are working.
First of all, my humble salutation at the lotus feet. My name is Viswavi, and then I come from Prasanthi Vidya Mandir, Gangtok, Sitche.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just a teacher over there, but it has been 7 years right now. Let me begin with how the school came into existence.
Yes.
Actually, our school, Prasanthi Vidya Mandir Secondary School, is itself an epitome of selfless service. It was during 1984 that the school was established, and it was direct command of Bhagwan Sri Satyasai Baba to Mrs. Figu Madam. Figu Madam happens to be mother of our Sir Dr. Sunam. She was here in a visit, and Swami told her, why don't you do something in Sikkim? Why don't you open a school in Sikkim? The lady that I've known, Madam Figo, is quite different, and she came to Sikkim, and then she established the school at her house, collecting children from the neighborhood, making a class inside the room where she lives. And then the salary of the teachers was given from her pocket. So that was how she began. Now it has been more than 25 years. And we are doing really, really good. Regarding Vidya Vahini, the school itself, so to say that it is running under the influence, running under the blessings of Sai Baba, because I believe in Sarvadharma. As I am a devotee, this has kept me intact. Sarvadharma, selfless service, lovable Sarva, as Sir said. And in Sarvadharma, we have teachers who belongs to Christianity, who are Muslims, who are Hindus, and who are Buddhist. And we are working in this guided umbrella of Sri Satya Sai Baba, that it has been a learning experience and a humbling experience each and every day. In terms of seva that we do in school, is we inculcate them integration. We inculcate them in serving people through making charts, posters in corridor, classroom, campus, cleaning campus. So we were planning to kind of contribute and or really fund. So what we did was, why don't we do a fun fit? It's going to be a good thing, enjoyable as well as a purposeful act of service. As I said to you earlier, that miracle happens every day. Every day in our lives, in our school, inside the campus or outside the campus. Myself being a Sai devotee, I feel that you need to be aware of the miracle that happens to you each and every second. And then what we did was, we just planned just like that. Within a couple of days, 5 days, the parents were all willing. They contributed money. The students, I don't know where did the kids got their money. The teachers, we prepared food, we had stalls, the karaoke, the games and all. We put a delightful fun fete. And then it was a grand success. Everybody enjoyed. All we had invited almost all the schools in and around Gangtok. The fund was collected and it was given to the government who had been going to the relief camps. So these are the sort of things that we did this year, and we've been inculcating this kind of feeling towards the children that we need to serve. We need to be humble, and the humility that needs to come inside you. And we've been doing this, and the children in the school, they learn this through classroom compound and the corridors. And they've been learning over there. For example, we have Bal Vikas classes every day. It's a routine in our school. And then since Vidya Vahini came, Vidya Vahini has changed a lot in the school. The way the seven eyes, the insightful learning, day-to-day relevance, this sort of things has come into existence right now. So the children, they have this feeling inside them. And almost all the children, actually we have 70% of the children as a day scholars, and 20% they live in hostel. And hostel every day, it's a routine life. Bhajan, cleanliness, washing your clothes, dishwashing, cooking, helping each other. And the 70% of the students, the day scholars, they are into our school, and we inculcate the value which Vidya Vahini is trying to inculcate. And that they do at their gram level. Okay. The village level. So one of the most important thing that the students do in village level is there is this thing called VIP, Village Integration
Integrated Program.
That
means they go to the villages and they share the knowledge, is it?
Yeah, they share the knowledge. They do Narayan Sevas.
The students go.
The students go along with the villages. Along with the
along
villages.
With other members of such as a Seva organization.
Yes, okay. And then they do, last time there was a thing, a massive hospital cleaning. So I saw them. I wasn't a part of that. I was just going to the bazaar. Then I saw my our kids over there cleaning the weeds, plucking the weeds in front of the bazaar. where people were just...
So how often the students go? Is it weekly, once or every day? Or
actually, it depends on the village level, what they are up to. A month, or twice in a month, or thrice in a month, something like that. So they also come up with sports activities. Mm-hmm. Last time we had sports activities, like games and all.
So with these service activities, how are the students feeling? Can you share something? What are the changes that you have seen in the students of the school after participating in the service activities?
Our students, like, they actively participated in the service activities. Like, they did their best. Like, some of the senior boys from our school, they went to the another, like, 30 kilometers away from us, like Rinok, another regional area is there from Pakyong. On behalf of Sai Organization State, on behalf of that, we went along with the students and we constructed toilets and all, toilets even, because that was the very requirement of that village. Toilets, that sanitation problem was there, then water supply facility was also not there. So, along with the teachers, students and youths of organization, we went together and they were very much inspired, because if we go to perform seva through organizations and all, because that seva can be done in spiritual manner, and they learn how to do seva without expecting anything in return. They learn that. They go in vehicle and they go like singing bhajans and all, like other elderly people will be there to give them company, and from them also they learn so many things. After learning that things, they are very much inspired, and they just put up their views to the elderly people that they also wish to become like Balbika's guru in the days to come. That is also the good result, I think. So, because that is also the impact to the students for the coming generation, because we want that. Because like we see many of the students, like after completing Balbika's courses, they will be like not contributing their time for the organizations and all. But through schools, what we try to teach the students to be in touch with the organization wherever they go. That feeling, it has come to their mind wherever they go. After like our ex-students also, we experience with our ex-students, they are still in touch with us, like after passing class 8, because till now we are running our school up to class 8. After passing class 8, now first batch students, those who have passed class 8, now they are in present 12, and still they are in touch with us. They come to the school, they participate in this thing, Seva's activities. That really inspires us. That we feel very proud that, and we pay our gratitude to Swami. At least he blessed our students to feel that was to be keep in touch with us and in this service activities and all. We felt that they really inspired, and truly they had become very practical in their life.
In fact, that's very nice. I'm just reminded of the Gram Seva that happens in such a university also. Every Dasara time, there's a Gram Seva for about 10 days, and the boys are taken to villages and they distribute Swami's Prasadam. And because of this, once the boys graduate from Swami's University, wherever they go, they involve in service activities. They go to the villages and help them do Narayan Seva, medical camp, etc. So, would you like to add something, sir?
Yeah, I'd like to add something. The boy named Rajesh Sivakoti. Rajesh Sivakoti was an ordinary boy doing the day-to-day activity. And I found him in class 10 when I joined the school, Prasanthi Vidya Mandir. And then there was a couple of incidents. Then I said, listen, we are not here to waste time. Rajesh, please don't mind here if you are listening to this. And I think we need to do something else. Then everybody, the teachers and the principals are well coordinated. We were well coordinated at that time. And the principal was graduate from Sai school here itself in Prasanthi Vidya Mandir. So what happened to the student? He gradually changed. And then after passing class 10, he joined in Prasanthi Nilayam school. In mids of class 11 or so, he started contacting to us, the teachers. And we were really, really felt very happy with him. And he's grown to be such a good human being right now. He's working somewhere in Mumbai right now. He always asks, I'm talking about the transformation. Such an ordinary boy. And now he talks about, what am I supposed to do, sir? Please tell me. What can I do for you? Okay, what are the requirements? I am going to talk in the school. And he talks in a very simple in a loving manner, which wasn't there. I'm sorry, Rajesh, but then again, you've changed. You've changed a lot. Because we are a very simple kind of leaving people in Sikkim, the hill states. And then some of them are really, really blessed. And one of our students, along with Rajesh, he's done really, really good. Rajesh, all our good wishes are with you if you are listening to this. And thank you so much that you've asked each and every little thing that it concerns you right now. And then you are concerned with school, he is concerned with Vidyavahini. So how is it going on? Is it really working? Sir, what about the lesson plans? So do we need to change the lesson? I was talking to him about lesson plans. And the similar incident is one of the boy whose name is Vivek Sharma, a small 6th standard boy who was awarded with the Gallantry Award of India. And then one day, after the school was over, he went home and then suddenly he saw a handicapped girl who was on the second or the third story of the building. And at that time, I don't know, there wasn't a fence or something like that. She happened to fall from this three-story building. And that boy, he ran and he didn't care about his life and he saved the girl. Nobody knew about it. Somebody saw. And slowly, it was spread like a fire.
The news was...
The news that the boy saved this little girl. And the little girl's parents were really, really, really happy. They were ecstatic. And then he was announced in the radio all over Sikkim. And then later on, he got this Gallantry Award. So these kind of values is been delivered to the students.
Wonderful. Would you like to share something more? Like, how are the beneficiaries feeling when the students go to the villages and do the service? How are the villagers feeling? Any changes that you have seen, drastic changes that in the villages you have seen? Can you share something?
I think the villages have changed a lot. And there are numerous activities like cleanliness, Narayan Seva, Nagar Sankrita.
So all these students have come to Puttaparthi from this high school?
Yeah, yearly they do visit Puttaparthi yearly, once in a year, especially in the month of December. Mm. Even last year, as bigger boys, they did seva, so bigger boys and girls from class 7 and 8.
December happens to be the winter vacation,
yeah, winter vacation. Yeah. That will be the good time for, like, comfortable time for us, because our annual examination would get over that time. So our students, they do come every year. Whenever somebody dies in the village, especially the people of that family, they would invite our students to, for the spiritual activities, to offer prayer and all in the name of that departed soul. Then other activities work or service activities also our students perform, and they always appreciate the family and the society always appreciate our students. They praise our students. In this way, our students are doing their best for the upliftment of the society. Also how the person should be the useful in the days to come, not only successful. They are very humble. One thing is there, because through values, they learned how to be humble and how to render the seva without any expectation, selfless service. And because of that only, how silently we have to do seva, that is there in our students. Because we see the numbers of people, they come to render the seva, but in return they expect something. And our students and even Sai youths are also very different in rendering seva. That because some of the students, they got inspiration from the youth also. So they are very much happy whenever this kind of opportunity comes, not only in that the family where the distressful moment is going on with that family, but in other activities also, other moment also, whenever they get opportunity, they are very happy to go there. And as well as they are very much blessed by Swami to keep balance in the academic field also. And they are able to balancing in the academic as well as in values. That is there.
Wonderful. So the villagers, they learn from the students
very much. And every time they remember our students and they call our students especially.
Would you like to share something more, or shall we go to next state, Assam, and listen to their experience?
The thing that I wanted to say is we, the teachers, like I find myself and my colleagues, like we are also learning. It's a learning process for us also as a teacher. Yesterday I went at the planetarium, and there the quotations were, it sounded so easy, but then to put into practice it was really, really difficult.
What was the quotation?
Quotation was like, teachers, they are the idols. I don't remember the exact words, but then what I received the message was like, you need to be perfect. But then sometimes I don't think that I am an example. So we are also learning.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much for coming and sharing with us about the Sai schools from Sikkim.
Thank you so much. Sairam.
Sairam, greetings and warm welcome to Radio Sai Studios.
Sairam.
To begin with, please introduce yourself.
Sairam, I offer my humble prayer at the lotus feet of Bhagwan Baba. I am an assistant teacher of Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vihar Golaghat.
In Assam.
Yeah, it's in Assam. So, the school started in the year 1994 by our founder principal, late Julie Borgohain, ma'am. And then, the school is run by her husband, Apurva Kumar Borgohain. So, school was founded by ma'am, and at that time there was a few people who knew about the school, and then there were some teachers, they used to go to the nearby areas, their neighborhood, and used to ask for children if they will come and study in that school. And today, that school has got a students of like about 1200.
How many grades are there? Till what standard?
From pre-nursery to class 10. The first batch passed in the year 2008. The school is growing in that manner.
Sairam, I offer my humble pranam at the lotus feet of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. I am Bonani Mess, an assistant teacher of Sri Satya Sai Prashanti Divine Valley School at Dibrugarh, Assam. In the year 1997, some of the devotees of Sri Satya Sai felt that a school should be set up at Dibrugarh. Subsequently, an educational committee was formed. It led to a project report. That project report was placed at the lotus feet of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba at Vrindavan campus, Whitefield, Bengaluru. On the 8th of June 1997, the school was set up with only a nursery class in a rented house, and gradually the school started growing and it reached class 10 standard. The campus of the school is shifted now to a place named Hatimura at Dibrugarh, and the construction of the building is given by the devotees of the Dibrugarh. And the school is still in construction, and now we have 263 students.
Mm. Wonderful. So please share some activities that the students are involved in, some service activities.
There are many activities in which the students and also the teachers and all the other members who are related to the school are taking part. As you know, Assam is a flood prone area, so every year we have these flood problems. So at that time they used to provide relief fund to the areas, to those people who are in living in that area, and moreover they used to provide them food, clothes, all these things that the students used to gather and collect food for them, and they used to go to those areas and distribute among them. Then we used to conduct medical camps. Recently, on 23rd of August, we had a medical camp in which we invited the students of JK Homeopathy College of Jorhat. So the doctors and the students of that college came. Along with them, we conducted the medical camp. Also, we used to have Narayan Sevas very often. And then on that particular day, whenever we have a Narayan Seva, at that time, people used to gather, those people who are very poor and living in the neighborhood area, they used to come and gather in our school, and we used to serve them with food and all those things. And that is how we used to conduct different kind of activities in our school.
You said medical camp. How do the students participate in medical camp? What do they do?
They used to do go see for the registration and all these things. They used to do other things. Whereas the doctors will do the checkup and give them the medicines and all.
Our school performs Narayan Seva on the last Sunday of every month. Teachers, students, along with the committee, perform the Seva. Then healthcare activities in Assam medical colleges by seeking permission from particular departments, giving them the necessities. Once our students have gone to the Assam Medical College by seeking permission from the head of the Department of Pathology, then they took some food and some other necessities whichever the doctor prescribed to the patients. And there the students saw, and some of the Seva Samiti members along with our management, they found two persons who have been admitted in the department for more than 25 years, and their family members have almost left them. And when they met our people, they felt very happy. As the Dibrugarh town is located near the bank of the river Brahmaputra, it is often being flooded every year, almost every year, in the rainy season. This year, on 1st, 2nd and 3rd of September, the town of Dibrugarh and the villages near Dibrugarh were totally drowned. Instead of vehicles, boats were used in the roads. It was a great panic scene. On 5th of September, the students were supposed to celebrate the Teachers' Day. But during that scene, our students felt that they should help the students. They should help the flood.
People who got affected by the flood.
Yes. Okay. So they gave the fund, whichever they collected, to the relief camp. And as it was a havoc, all the students cannot go there to the villages. Only some teachers and senior boys went to the places. Particularly Bogibel village, Nigamgaon and Jokai village.
When the students go for the service activities, they perform the Narayan Seva, medical camp, etc. So how do they feel after performing the service activities? Can you share some incidents, episodes, even you can add to that?
Students are always very ready to help each other. They have changed, I can say, because a kid whom I have seen that even his friend's bags fell down from the desk and he doesn't pick that bag, that person changes when he grow up. He changes like whenever he sees someone else having some problem, they used to go and try to help them. Yeah. Even now, we have got so many children who came to Prashanti Nilayam this time along with us. These children, like if they see anyone, any of the bigger girls, especially whenever they see their younger friends or younger sister crying, who used to study in the same school, they will see them crying. They will just run to them and just try to solve the problem among themselves, and they will just talk among themselves that we won't tell this to Miss. Otherwise, they will get tense. They are taking so many burden because of us. And if we let them know about our problems, then they will get more worried. So they are not letting us know about these things and trying to solve them
among themselves.
But then we come to know. Somehow or the other, we used to know about their problem. But then still they try to solve among themselves. But when they were young, they were like, they doesn't care about anyone. And even if the other person bag used to fall down, they don't pick those things. But now they have changed them in such a way. So those are the changes which we can find among themselves.
Wonderful. So these students, they come to Puttaparthi once in a year, or how often they come?
No, last time they came in the year 2004. Okay. And after like about 11 years, they are coming to Puttaparthi.
Oh, so this time they are putting up some programs.
Yeah.
Can you tell about it? What program they are putting up in Sai Kurant Hall?
They are having their program on 11th. They are doing a program on the life of Shankar Deva. He is the Sadguru of Assam. title and the program is entitled as Hey Hi Gunanidhi Shankardeva. Means Shankardeva, he was a multi-talented, so they're trying to show his whatever he has taught, his teachings. Shankardeva, what he tried is that when he found that people who are illiterate, and it was very difficult for him to educate those people, what he tried is that he choreographed some dance forms, then he did directed some dramas, and he tried to teach the people in that way. So the students are going to perform the dance forms and some dramas which are directed and choreographed by Shankardeva.
Okay, nice, wonderful. So, anything more you want to share about service activities from your schools? How are the villagers feeling when the students go there?
When the villagers get to know that some of them are coming to help them when they are in need, they feel very happy. And in that, they don't get food because of the flood, they lost their properties and other material things they possess. So, very happy to receive the necessities whoever comes to them.
Yes.
Our school students this time give rice, pulses, padded rice, milk, sugar, candles, and also clothes.
So when the students go, the villagers feel, yes, there is someone to take care of us, like that. Yeah, nice, it's nice.
When these students go in those areas, these students are definitely different from the other school students.
Yes,
their behaviors are quite different from the other people. When they used to see them, they very often come to us and ask how they can get the admission at our school for their kids. Means they also want their children to be like the students.
Yes, some students from Sadhisa school.
Yeah.
Our school students are also very kind-hearted, lovable from the other schools located in Dibrugarh. I found these students very different in their character building. Most of the schools have that character building, but it's a bit unique in Sathya Sai schools.
Mm. Okay, thank you very much for sharing with us about the Sai schools from Assam. Sairam.
Tune in to Sai. Spend the day with Sai. From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Welcome to the Streams of Bliss, our series of audio specials, which are pure devotional melodies produced in the Radio Sai studios as an offering to Bhagawan on his historic 90th birthday celebrations.
Namo Rakhapataye Namo Ganapataye Nama Ramatapataye Nama Heya Tulapodaraye Kadamthaya Vignanashine Shivasutaya Varadamurtaye
Bhagavadvadasagotramu Sakaladevatarupamu Ratnasaravamsham Ram mein